Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Let's do it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome on in. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Leroy and I are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room for another Friday. Get on out here for the weekend. The weather's nasty. What better to do than get in on some action here at
Maybe
the Hard
I can
Rock.
Introduce you in a little bonus high hand.
Perhaps.
Today and tomorrow, $1,000 every half hour.
Pretty nice. Well, I'll tell you what. They got that going on. I got the $1,000 word right now. Win the $1,000 free contest. And the word this hour is future. Text future to 72881, and you are registered future. And you'll be eligible to win FUTURE future. Text that to 72881. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. As we had something swing last night, man. I was pleasantly surprised.
Felt like a nut game.
Wait. First of all, for just 1 second, for the record, Zazzle left his email open.
Uh huh.
I'm signing him out, so no shenanigans can be blamed on me.
Good for you, man.
Because here's what.
Oftentimes, when things happen around here, I get blamed.
Oh, well. Norman, it's your fault.
Okay, that being said, I'm just saying that oftentimes I get blamed. I'm
Not
just telling you
time.
Right now.
You
right
are
now,
in the clear.
I am in the clear, yes.
Yep. So, here's what's amazing about last night.
Leroy, what are you eating, man?
Nothing.
Every chicken wing.
Dude, seriously.
He came here today. He's like, I hope you didn't eat. He's like, I got wings, every flavor, flavor.
What?
Just every container, every flavor that they have at the Hard Rock Cafe. He got.
I was feeling it. Let me just say. Anyway, you know what's been amazing about these playoffs is that Golden State can't close games.
Yes,
Steph Curry can't close games.
I mean, none of them can. And it's amazing. It seems like in the most recent years, we haven't paid attention because they usually just run over teams. But when it gets down to that crunch time, who's the guy? Who's going to take over the game?
It's kind of funny. It's they're in that mode of 2011 that the Heat were in, but they're in their second year together.
Right.
So you think that stuff would be figured out, but it was almost too much of a breeze.
They may have gotten a break here.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in the headlines, but yeah. I mean,
it's a huge bummer. I just hope he can get back.
Wait, why do you say it's a bummer? You rooting for Houston?
Yeah, I think I'm rooting for Chris Paul. I want Chris Paul to get a ring.
You know what? I do love Chris Paul, but on the other hand, like the rest of Mike D'Antoni bothers me, and so does
why
really?
Yeah, he just
Mike
does.
D'Antoni. He hardly talks.
Just because he's just got an arrogance about him.
Yeah, there's just something about him. It's like, oh, we'll just play offense. We don't care about defense. And then you got
have you watched him play lately?
I know, but and then there's the Harden with his beard. Like enough of your beard.
I don't want
your beard.
I like Harden's personality. It's just his
basketball game sucks.
His demeanor when he does something good, it just is like, oh my god, I would hate losing to that guy at anything.
Can he just shave the beard? I'm done with the beard.
No, never.
We had Robbie get shaved yesterday by Fonz. By the way, I watched that video half an hour ago. I need a little pick me up, and that I was laughing out loud.
It
at the
amazing.
Amount of hair that was coming out of that guy's head.
You know what the funniest thing is? Fonz like, man, I was trying to give him a line, but he kept moving.
Robbie was so uncomfortable.
Well, he kept animating things with his hand, and like there was no sitting still. I was like, dude, you're gonna get nicked.
It's like trying to put a line on a bobblehead.
Well, I'll tell you right now. Robbie, I don't know how closely you've examined yourself in the mirror. There is a definite, I would say, bend in the front of your head.
It's always been like that.
No, this is like a hair, like Fonz, I don't think it's his fault because I think you were moving. Like, there's part of it that's higher than the other part of it.
I have no complaints.
That was definitely the thing that I noticed yesterday because Fonz was trying to get him looking right. And you could tell that Robbie had never had that area of his head cut because they were just, it was a different shade. So I was like, oh, this is quite noticeable. I tell you, man, I think your loyalty to your sketchy barber, it's been costing you.
Have we gotten the real story yet or no? We still don't.
I sort of explained it yesterday on the Facebook Live.
There were more details. It seems like members of Robbie's family don't like the shenanigans, whatever this barber's pulling. And that's who got him reported.
Is he dealing drugs or something? Or?
I don't know, man. No, I think they probably don't like the fact that he's probably not a barber. Like, hey, why are you getting your hair cut by an unlicensed person? Which I imagine.
Well, the best part is like, what about Robbie, the state? And Robbie, you're like, the state.
Robbie, do you even pay him, or do you just pay him in gambling?
In gambling, yes. But the whole point, his thing is tipping is forbidden. It is not allowed, and the total charge is $0 at 0 cents. So that's why he's the best.
He's just doing it at a hobby?
Yeah, he offered. Last year, I just come off a haircut, and he's like, bro, I could do that for you.
I really I have a story on this I really shouldn't tell because... So, back in college, for some reason, my girlfriend that I was dating, who was hot and tall, which I don't know how that happened.
How tall?
Close to 6 feet.
All right.
Yeah.
So together you guys made the number 10?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. She was, yeah. I don't know what I did. I definitely outkicked my coverage. But anyways, you know, she was dirt poor college student. I was a Silver Spoon kid. Anyways, she had me cut her hair. I became stylist. Yeah. And I did an okay job. Like at the time, I went to the library, read some books, whatever. I did an okay job. So then she started recruiting other people on the floor for me to cut their hair.
You got a clientele?
Yeah. Yeah, and so I did a couple other girls, but I didn't really want to do it because like I felt responsible if I screwed something up. So then she got one of her sweet mates, Kara, to for me to cut her hair, and I was like, "Listen, your hair looks a little bizarre. Like I've never dealt with what you got going on. I don't want to be responsible. I'd rather not do it." But my girlfriend was like, "No, you need to do it because Kara wants you to cut her hair."
Maybe your girlfriend didn't like her,
and I butchered the crap out of it. Like it was. Bad.
You weren't ready.
Like she had to immediately put a hat on and go get her hair done.
That's awful.
Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXY AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
All right, so here's the breaking news, basically as it relates to the NBA, which is Chris Paul's hamstring will prevent him from going in Game 6. Ugh. So you combine that with the series going back to Golden State. And no Chris Paul. And is there even a line in the game?
Yeah, Robbie? Golden State's a 10.5-point favorite.
Yeah, I figured. So that's what's going on with that. So Chris Paul is definitely out Game 6 hamstring injury. As it relates to the other series, that's tonight. We have Celtics-Cavs. We'll have that one right here on the ticket.
Actually just got up to 11.5.
Really?
Yes.
Just moved like that?
Just like that.
Holy biscuit, Robbie.
People must are have popping been, on it.
Robbie must have dumped a load on it. Cleveland and Boston tonight. Cleveland's hosting Boston. That's an 8:30 tip. We'll have the game at 7:30 right here on the ticket. Robbie, what's the line on that one?
Oh, the Cavs. It's gone down. The Cavs are still a 6.5-point favorite. But it was at 7 yesterday. So it's gone down.
The other news, just nationally, is the Red Sox have designated Hanley Ramirez for assignment because basically Pedroia is coming back today, and if he reaches 400 plate appearances, they owe him his millions and millions and millions for next year. So they're basically saying goodbye. We'll pay you for this year. We're not paying you next year. We need money to pay other people. So
poor Hanley.
Anyone want Hanley? Feel free.
Comeback story. Let's go, man.
Why not?
Bring Hanley back.
Not on the cheap, though. You're going to have to pick up that salary.
He's not
because if he clears waivers, doesn't he get his money anyway?
No, he gets his money for this year. The Red Sox have to pay him for this year. So, yeah, they could get him for this year, but then next, you know, it depends on
I think he's on the cheap, man.
The Red
Sox are on the hook for it. Yeah, they could trade for
him. Well, the Red Sox need a catcher. So I was thinking about JT Realmuto, but then I was thinking, oh, no, because the Marlins will try to stuff in Wei-Yin Chen, and I don't want that anywhere near Fenway.
Hey, Wei-Yin Chen has been nails lately.
I don't need that anywhere near Fenway Park.
Wei-Yin Chen is possibly on the verge of the greatest comeback story of our time.
Be somebody, texter chimes in. This is news to her. She didn't know they were, that you guys were dating.
No, no. I mean, I've got so many pictures to prove it and other things.
Somebody also called Hogwash. I wonder how old that guy is.
Hogwash.
I call Hogwash on Beast Dating Story.
Listen. You can ask around, okay? I don't know what I did. I don't know what happened to me.
You were an Amazon slayer back in high school, in college?
I had one Amazon. Well, I went to my prom with a 6-foot Russian, but that's not really an Amazon slaying. This one girl that I dated in college until she cheated on me, like junior or senior year, was amazingly hot and tall.
Why'd she cheat on you?
I mean,
I'm not even dating him, and I want to cheat on him.
Do I have to go there?
I didn't know if you wronged her, she got annoyed, she got drunk.
Here's the deal. She ended up getting a work-study job at the law library, she was meeting all these like lawyers-to-be, so she got
some
picked up by
some bourgeois, slick-haired future lawyer.
Some guy driving a Mercedes picked her up.
Oh, man, sorry.
But then she did invite me to the wedding, which I didn't go to. Here's the odd thing is she now lives.
Clearly, she didn't know you guys were dating if she invited you to the wedding.
No. Well, she called me. She's like, listen, we were together for a long time. You're a big part of my life. I'd want you to be there. And I was like, bleep off. The odd thing is that guy cheated on her and they got divorced after having a kid. And then she married a guy that now, literally, if I could find pictures, I would tweet them out, but I don't know where they are. He is my twin.
So you got Costanza'd?
Yes, correct.
Really?
Yes, that's what happened.
Hey, look, man, there's BBW. Can't be BBM.
I was trying to think, well, maybe he has a great personality. And then, nah.
I did. I mean, in college, I was a little, I was personable.
Somebody said, why is B saving college girlfriend pictures?
Well, I have them saved, but they're not in a convenient place because they're hidden from
somebody. Also said, "I'm 42. I'm 42, but find the word hogwash hilarious."
All right, we'll get more into the NBA playoffs. Plus, C's could be moving out there a little bit, boys. Could be another one out yonder.
Oh no!
Could be another one out yonder. Tell you about it next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Leroy and I are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. We got your Night Owl High Hands every night from 2:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. If you are into the late night poker playing, $100 every 30 minutes.
I'm not even worried about that because they got the $1,000.
I know, man, but some people, maybe if you're strolling, you're looking for something late to do.
Late.
But Leroy is right. They got $1,000 every minute. Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 2 a.m., you got a chance to win $500 every 30 minutes, so... Come and check that out here at the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. Western Conference Finals last night. Yes, the Houston Rockets have a 3-2 series lead. I'm very surprised by it, but I'm happy with it. I like it. Look, anything that's going to spin this thing into chaos, I'm for. When you really don't have much of a rooting interest, you want to just see things get all burned down. But it sucks that we are in this position where Chris Paul is not going to play Game 6. It doesn't sound like people are very optimistic he's going to play Game 7, or if he does, is not going to be very effective in Game 7.
Think about this.
Did he tear it or was it a strain?
It's a strain.
Well, think about this, okay? How much is 48 hours going to matter?
Not much.
You see what I'm saying? Like, the reality of it is that if he gives it a try for Game 7, right, it's still...
Still tender.
Right.
Still tender.
Now, I mean, if they close it out, I don't think anybody sees it closing it out, right?
I don't know, man.
Because
if they close it out, I think the Warriors got to blow this thing up, man.
What?
Yeah.
You
can't be this, and you can't. you can't.
You're my boy.
You can't.
You're my boy.
You can't be, here we go.
Hold on.
We thick and thin. I'm with you. But as a friend, I got to stand out in front of you and stop you with this nonsense. No. You do this all the time with every team.
Nope.
You have one moment where it doesn't work out, and you want to blow it up all the time.
You can't be the team that has two MVPs on it, and you gagged on it against a team that lost one of their best players, arguably their best player.
They're up 3-2, though. They're down 3-2.
I understand.
So you what you're saying is
if
Golden State doesn't just blow through these last two games and go to the finals,
I'm saying if they don't go to the NBA finals, it's got to be blown up. There got to be changes.
For losing to a team that has 65 wins?
No, for losing to a team that had 65 wins that didn't have one of their MVPs.
You want to hear something really stupid?
No, there's more?
I'll tell you what the change could be before you get to yours, Beast. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Okay.
It's all...
No. This isn't heat related. Don't do that to me. I'm not that selfish all the time. Okay? Hear me out. What?
Okay.
Hear me out on this.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Right, whatever you say.
All right. Everybody is looking at this summer and saying, oh, LeBron doesn't have a destination. LeBron doesn't have a perfect fit. LeBron, every circumstance doesn't seem that great. Well, what about this? Kind of has felt like Steph Curry and Kevin Durant can't get this thing quite on the same page.
Oh, goodness gracious.
This year. It just seems like that. Why not, if you're the Warriors, just tell Kevin Durant to take a hike and sign LeBron?
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Why? Hold on. Whoa.
Hey, minus point. Minus a point.
Should I take away a point or should I let him
Yes,
talk?
Take
hold
away
on.
A point.
Hold on. I think if we let him keep talking, we might get minus two or three.
Let's give him, put 2 minutes on the clock.
Okay, go ahead.
You got 2 minutes to tie this all together.
If Kevin Durant and Steph Curry blow this, they don't quite see eye to eye. You got to make a major change, but not have that big of a downgrade. You still want to compete for championships. So, they match salary for salary. Kevin Durant opts out. LeBron gets to go to his place. Kevin Durant now gets to go. He got his championship, just like LeBron did down here in Miami. He can go do his own thing. And it's a new little twist. NBA gets a new super team. Everybody's happy. LeBron gets to round out, compete for championships. Why is it that crazy?
Because you're inviting Ratchet.
First of all, the Lakers did that in the 80s. Somebody texted in. And I would say if there's anybody who's out of there, it's Klay Thompson. If you're going to trade somebody, that's who you're going to trade.
Well, no, but
you can trade the whole team. You're going to keep.
Isn't Durant a free agent?
Yeah, Durant's a free agent.
Yeah, they don't have to sign him.
Klay's not a free agent.
Oh, so you could just tell Durant to keep
him. Yes. Klay could get an extension. Right. And the idea, and Kevin Durant's already said he's opting out. So he's going to opt out. He's expecting the Supermax, or he's expecting the big max. He can't get the Supermax. He's not drafted by them. But he's expecting the big salary bump. And they're like, oh, all right, Kevin. Great.
Right.
And then instead, Rich Paul, like Robbie said, on his Rat Finkery, is like, all right, he's ready to go. Go. And they take a meeting with LeBron.
If LeBron and Steph end up playing together, I mean, why?
It's going to make them worse.
No, it's not. Here's the most incredible thing that I've seen on the text machine. Mark Jackson would have been able to play in game 6 and 7. Chris Paul is obviously not a great one. Because I'm sure Mark Jackson has told his body, not today.
Not now, buddy.
Why is it that crazy?
It is.
If you want to shake things up,
Why would you shake things up?
Because if you lose this series, it's a collapse unlike any other.
No, it's not.
It is.
Houston is great.
Who was that guy taking the late shots last night for the Warriors? I don't know who that guy is.
Quinn Cook.
I don't know who he is. He is not Kevin Durant.
When he hunched down to take that shot, I'm like, this isn't going well.
I'll tell you one thing. Look, I didn't have a problem with Kevin Durant going to Golden State. All right? I'm not going to be that much of a hypocrite. It's cool. They have a super team put together. However, you can't be the guy riding the coattails, but you're not wearing the coat. That's silly. He's going to be there. You're supposed to be the guy here adding to the party so they can't miss it all, and he's not there?
Wait, you do understand that the other team's playing defense. You can't always get the guy you want open.
I don't want to hear it. And that team is supposed to.
He was wide open.
I don't care. It's like if Joel Anthony's wide open for a three, it doesn't mean he takes it. Who is he? Quinn Cook?
I don't know. Like, he clearly thought it was okay to shoot it.
After he looked petrified, it looked like a toddler trying to cross the street.
He did look pretty like, uh-oh, what now? Somebody in the stands probably yelled, just shoot it. Who is that? Uh-oh. Wow, Robbie is criticizing his mentor. That means Tobin's idea has to be really stinky.
No, Robbie's only doing that because he doesn't think LeBron deserves to go anywhere. He just wants him to rot in Cleveland.
Right.
But if I were to look at this, if he was to look at this objectively, and we wanted to make a big seismic shift,
you
that would be the move.
Why? But here, come back to reality. Come back. Here's what you can't do, and a lot of fans want to do this in sports. Okay. Just because you didn't have success doesn't mean you have to make drastic moves to get better. Sometimes it's just a case of you need to play better.
No, you can't lose to this team.
Especially when you're bringing in the most unstable person in the NBA.
Oh, because Kevin Durant, he's a rock bed.
Really? Like, who? You think LeBron is unstable?
Well, he always has those one-year options, and he's always threatening to leave every single year. And look what the Cavs are going through with this drama nonstop.
They got a championship.
Yeah, but they're going to be relieved when he's gone.
Can I?
You think? Wait. Okay. See,
there's a Windhorse put an article. I'm not making this up. Windhorse put an article about it.
He said organizational fatigue.
So you're saying that the Cavaliers? Now let me point out a couple of pointers to you here. That once LeBron leaves, that franchise's value is probably going to drop. $300 million.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, but...
No. Hold on. Let me finish. So, as a businessman, okay, as a franchise, you're telling me that they are saying and thinking they'll be glad when LeBron leaves?
Yes.
They got to be dumber than hell then.
No, because here's why. Mark Cuban just said this. The value of the franchise is going to double. So, if you're telling me LeBron James is worth $300 million, but his franchise is going to double, so it's probably going to be worth $2 billion. What does it matter?
Okay.
He's going to be... Okay.
Look,
I'm with
you. Of the other 29 teams, how many of them would take LeBron?
28.
Who wouldn't take him?
Miami.
I don't know what's worse, the fact that you both answered it together or the fact that you really believe that.
Well, you're not just getting LeBron James the basketball player. You're getting LeBron James the GM and the guy who wants to run control of the entire organization. And the year-to-year stress of deciding whether you want to keep him, that's a big deal.
LeBron the GM thought Rodney Hood was the final piece.
He gave Tristan Thompson $80
million. Somebody put on here, I miss Hoogle. What? No, you don't.
Goodness gracious.
Is that text from Hoogle?
Yeah.
Check the number. What did you want to say, Beast?
So here's something stupid that's going on. So... obviously, on my Twitter feed, I do have a bunch of Boston journos streaming through. And there seems to be some sort of a movement going on that happened yesterday. Whereas, the West doesn't seem that great. Which team do you think the Celtics are going to beat? That's a thing that's happening.
Well, I mean, look, let's say the Rockets do get through this series. I mean, do you find it that crazy that Boston could beat the Rockets?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, if Chris Paul comes back, if Chris Paul's not healthy, then...
I don't think he's going to be healthy, man. Like, that doesn't look like something... Like, that's one of those nagging things. How long was Dwayne Wade out for that hamstring strain? 2 weeks? About the same age range.
Here's what I'll say about that tidbit of information, Beast. Is that one of the things that everybody is talking about when it comes to Boston is they're waiting for the shoe to drop on these young guys, and it hasn't. And so at some point, everybody thinks, oh, they're going to start playing like 19, 20-year-olds. Now, they haven't done it, and who's to say they can't? But, you know, once you get to the next stage – a stage they have never been in. I personally believe that with anybody they play, with Tatum and with Rozier and with Al Horford, that they could probably compete with anybody that they would play.
I imagine they're going to get smoked tonight because there does seem to be a thing where they play at home. They're just levels better. So you'd expect them, they're probably going to get work tonight. And then game seven, you know, I'm not going to rule them out winning. I can't, not with the way the series has gone.
You can't. Because technically the series hasn't started.
You're right. Winner take all. But from the idea that could they beat the Warriors? Man, I highly doubt it. It just seems
you
like
you said that about Houston, though.
You're right, I did. But I think there is a slight difference that with a guy like Chris Paul, and you're talking about the age thing. Like Chris Paul, he did go out there and win them games out on the road. Then asking Jason Tatum to do it, who's 20.
Right.
I think that's a huge ask.
Right. But, man, like, I don't know why y'all think 65 wins isn't a big deal and why you can't take Houston serious. They're a good team.
Absolutely.
They're a good team. And Golden State has shown at a lot of points this year that they've been inconsistent. Now, can they win two games? Sure. I'm not saying that. But we didn't think they would have – would they have two games they haven't scored 100 points?
It's crazy.
Forget the fact that they lost. Haven't scored 100 points in two games.
It's pretty wild. And you know what? Everyone's going to laugh at them when they say, yeah, but Andre Iguodala's out. And it's like, no, you guys don't get to do that one.
No.
That's that one is that one's that.
I wonder how healthy Clay is, though.
I mean, he's probably.
I mean, what did he have? 20? He had 20 plus last night, didn't he?
Yeah, he looked pretty hobbled when the injury first happened. And you know that when you have that many guys making that much money, you are going to be very top heavy, and so you are relying on guys. Look, like it would be like with the time with the Heat where things were just going super awry, and they had Mike Bibby out there in the finals. It was right. Just like, this is terrible.
Right.
And then they're like, all right, finally, let's crack open Chalmers. Right. You know, you don't have a lot of great options on those other things, and maybe they can make the slight difference. It's just you would hope with the generational talent that you have elsewhere that mm-hmm. would be able to overcome. Robbie's Magnificent Seven is next. Welcome on back, everybody. It is the Magnificent Seven. Robbie is best seven plays of the weekend. The Seminole Hard Rock Poker Open is coming your way August 2nd through the 14th. $3 million guaranteed championship August 10th through 14th. Visit shrpo.com for more information. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room as we are each and every Friday. Great action here. Great action on the show as Robbie is ready to give you his best seven plays. What you got, freshly shaven Robbie?
Oh, yes. Freshly shaven. That means a fresh set of picks coming up, and it means I got some winners coming up because, you know, with the long hair, I wasn't doing all that good. And so, let's warm up with little Nationals and Marlins tonight at Marlins Park.
Okay.
It's Max Scherzer going up against Jose Ureña. Now, the total is set at 7 runs. Now, Scherzer, he's maybe one of the first or second best pitcher in the league. His ERA is under 2, always pitches well against the Marlins. And Ureña, I know he's 0-7, but he hasn't been that bad. I mean, the wins and losses don't mean anything anymore for a pitcher anyways. But at home, his ERA is under 4. I can't see Scherzer giving up more than 1 run. And Ureña, even if he has a bad start, he won't give up more than 4 or 5. So I expect the total of this game to stay under 7 runs.
Very good, Robbie. What's number 2?
All right, more baseball. The Astros at the Indians tonight. It is Dallas Keuchel going for the Astros. It is Corey Kluber going for the Indians. And the total is set at a whopping 8 runs. Giving that 2 catfish there because Dallas Keuchel, he has given up 3 earned runs in the month of May total. That's it. In multiple starts in May, he's given up only 3 runs. And Corey Kluber's a 2-time Cy Young winner pitching at home. Sometimes it's just that simple. Take the under.
That's number 3, Robbie.
All right. Cavs and Celtics Eastern Conference Finals tonight. The total is set at 202. Now, this series as a whole has been an under train, as you all know. And the Celtics, they're way worse offensively on the road. I can't see the Celtics getting to 90 points. And for that to go over the Cavs with the score 114, I think the Celtics still play pretty good defense. I don't know if they're going to win or lose, but it's definitely going to be under the 202, as the whole series has been just about, except for like maybe one game.
Not a lot of scoring so far in the Magnificent Seven.
Well, I'm going to
go ahead, Robbie.
Well, I'm going to keep it going. You got the Rockets and Warriors tomorrow night. The total is set at 214. Now, even this series has been quite the under train. And
the under train.
Yeah, it's rolling, man.
He is right. It's not been like I thought it was going to be bombs away in this series, and not the case.
And so they've been lazily just putting the total somewhere in the mid 220s. It's finally come down to 214, but even with that adjusted total, the series hasn't been that high since game 2, even with the lower total of 214. We just saw two straight sub-100 games from both teams, and you got no Chris Paul from the Rockets. I'm keeping the under train rolling. I'm taking the under on this game.
This under train's got no caboose.
Yep.
What's next, Robbie?
Well, might as well keep it going. You got the Capitals and Golden Knights game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. The total is set at 5.5 goals. Now, the Capitals have just come off back-to-back shutouts, and Vegas has given up 2 goals or less in 4 in a row and 5 out of the last 6. And Vegas has 5 shutouts overall throughout the playoffs. So I'm keeping the train going under 5.5 goals. Jeez. Lots of unders.
Lots of unders. What's next?
All right. A little French Open action, baby. First time tennis has made the Magnificent 7. You got Rafael Nadal against a Ukrainian Alexander Dolgopolov. That's the only time I'm going to try to pronounce his name.
What was that? He's Dolgopolov.
Yes.
Great Ukrainian tennis player. Thank you.
Nadal is giving 2.5 sets. Now, they play 3 out of 5 for when it comes to the Grand Slams. They're giving that 3 snook because all this Ukrainian guy has to do is win 1 set. However, Nadal has won 5 sets in a row against the Ukrainian, and he is 8-2 lifetime against the Ukrainian, and all 8 of the victories have been in straight sets. And Nadal has never lost a set versus this guy on clay, which is his specialty. Take Nadal, give the 2.5 sets. It's going to be a straight set sweep.
Are you a sneaky tennis guy, or do you have a tennis guy that you went to? This seems very out of left field for you.
Well, it's Sunday at 4 a.m. action, so that's always good. And yeah, I mean, when it comes to majors, you got to have action on the majors. It's just a rule.
what's the final one, Robbie?
Okay. So, as you all know, today, the week 1 college football lines came out across the board. Now,
you mean the September?
Yep. First week, last weekend of August.
By the way,
September.
He yelled at me for not putting this in the headlines.
Yeah, the Canes came out as 3-point favorites against LSU. I set it up for him to do in the flash, and he didn't put it out there. There were so many juicy lines. I could have done the entire Magnificent 7. I didn't want to do all my Magnificent 7 in the future. So for the first time ever, I did a little. Here's what I did. A 5-team, 10-point teaser for week 1.
What?
Yeah, for those of you that don't know how the teaser works, you're getting 10 points off the spread, but you have to win all 5 of your games, or else it's basically a loss. It's somewhat of a parlay.
So let me get this straight. This is a Magnificent 17 you're throwing at us?
Well, maybe if you want to get technical, it's 12, but all 5 of these games count as 1. I have to win all 5, or else it's a loss. It's one bet.
Is anyone going to remember this?
I keep a ledger. It pays out plus 180, just like a regular bet.
God. All right, go ahead.
All right, so FAU is at Oklahoma. They were originally getting 21 points. With this 10-point teaser, they are now getting 31. The lane train is in full steam. Oklahoma has to replace Baker Mayfield and Mark Andrews, and Oklahoma's defense is really bad. I love FAU plus 21, but in this teaser, I'm getting 31 points. Take FAU.
You should see the look on Leroy's face right now. He's so exhausted.
That's game 1.
What?
We have 5 inside of the Magnificent 7.
Yeah.
It's one bet. It counts as one bet. It's one teaser.
All right.
That's how the rules work in Vegas. All right. Oregon State is at Ohio State. They were originally getting 38 points. But now with this teaser, they're now getting 48 points. And I think Oregon State's going to have some pride here. That's too many points in week 1 for a Power 5 to be giving another Power 5 team. Oregon State has a new coach. They're not going to get blown out by 48 points. And Ohio State has a new QB, even though he is a Heisman candidate. Take Oregon State plus 48.
Oh, my God.
You want game number 3?
Yeah, go ahead.
Texas at Maryland. Texas is originally a 9-point favorite. Texas is way overrated. They lost at home to Maryland last year. So with this new teaser, take Maryland plus 19 in this teaser.
Unbelievable. All right, and what are the 2 more?
Indiana at FIU. Indiana was originally giving 10.5 points. Indiana is not good enough on the road to be giving that many points. I believe in Butch Davis, and there's a revenge game here because 2 years ago, Indiana came down on FIU and beat them by 3 touchdowns. So now you're getting FIU plus 20.5. Take that.
Butch has that vengeance.
He's got that vengeance.
All right, and wrap up your Magnificent 5 within the Magnificent 7. Go ahead.
It counts as one bet. All right, Coastal Carolina at South Carolina.
Oh, my God.
What?
Carolina was giving 29.5 originally. With this adjustment, it's now you're now getting Coastal Carolina plus 39.5. Now, Coastal only lost by 1 at Arkansas last year.
Oh, God.
At South Carolina, they're very defensive-oriented with Will Muschamp. They only beat Louisiana Tech by one at home, and they only beat Wofford, FCS Wofford, by 21. And Coastal Carolina has their coach back. Their coach last year was out on medical leave. He's the billionaire coach, Joe Moglia. He's back this year. And look out for the tackle at Coastal Carolina, Jack Flood, a sleeper NFL prospect, their fifth-year senior.
Coastal Carolina just has a coach who's a coach out of a rich guy hobby.
You don't remember that?
No, I remember the kitty cat guy. I don't know who this guy is. They got rid of the guy who's like, don't be a cat, meow,
no.
Be a dog.
There was a guy who was like worth a ton of money, and he just decided he was going to quit his job and become a football coach.
That's weird, man.
And he was out last year, and they were horrible last year. He's back this year. They're going to be getting 39.5 points against South Carolina. That's your five-team teaser.
Were they good with him?
Yeah, they were pretty good with him.
All right.
I'm
shook.
They were FCS when he took over, and now they're FBS. He's transitioned the program.
Hey, I got to tell you, I've sat across from Beast and Tobin and have given them the look, and they knew that they were into some shenanigans. But I don't know what to say with this. First of all, how do you know so much about something happening 5 months away?
How do you know that it's juicy?
Right.
Well, the lines might, if I wait another 3 months, the lines might change. They might not be the same. They might be, you know, the line might go up or down. So I got to capture them while they're still good.
They're not Pokemon. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.